This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, April 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ceasefire extended indefinitely. House Ag Dems urge vote against GOP farm bill and E-15 hopes. President Donald Trump extending a ceasefire with Iran that was set to end today. In a social media post, he said that Pakistan, which is supporting negotiations, requested the U.S. hold off attacks and that the ceasefire would last indefinitely until Iranian officials submit a new proposal. The blockade on ships heading to Iranian ports to continue, however, he said. An advisor to the Iranian parliament speaker said in his own post on social media that the ceasefire extension, quote, means nothing, and accused the president of buying time to prepare a surprise strike. Two senior House Ag Committee Democrats, Representatives Jim McGovern of Massachusetts and Johanna Hayes of Connecticut, urging lawmakers to vote down the farm bill in the full House because the legislation would codify food assistance cuts. The stakes are far too high for us to cede ground on the issue of affordability, the pair write in the letter sent yesterday afternoon, obtained by AgriPulse. This is a defining issue for us, and this vote is a decisive moment that gives us a strategic opportunity to highlight how the GOP farm bill will raise costs while cutting benefits for families that are already struggling to pay for groceries. If the farm bill passes, it will make the affordability crisis worse. It will be much harder for our caucus to credibly talk about food prices while voting to take away help from those struggling to afford groceries. The bill is on course to get some Democratic support, which will give Republican leadership some cushion from defectors. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse he expects more than 17 Democrats to support the measure in the full House. Opposition is possible within the GOP on the farm bill. A provision to overturn California's Proposition 12 animal welfare standard, drawing fire from states' rights advocates, while language to protect pesticide manufacturers from lawsuits has faced headway from lawmakers aligned with the Make America Healthy Again movement. House Freedom Caucus fiscal hawks remain concerned about spending on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, even though the bill is budget neutral. Thompson met with Freedom Caucus members Monday evening for what he told AgriPulse was a really positive discussion. I suspect we're going to have a farm bill, said Maryland GOP Representative Andy Harris. He serves as chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Thompson said the Rules Committee could hold a hearing on the bill Monday or Tuesday of next week, after which it can be put to a floor vote. The deadline for submitting amendments is today at noon. Kentucky GOP Representative Thomas Massey, who has vocally opposed the pesticide language, has committed to support the bill. Massey spokesperson John Kennedy notes the bill, quote, includes a pilot program for his signature legislation, the PRIME Act, which would empower affordable choices of healthy food. The farm bill has, quote, enough goodness across the board for everybody, said farm bill whip team member Representative Derek Van Orden of Wisconsin. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Corn Belt lawmakers hope a fresh E-15 proposal in Congress will be attached to a farm bill set for full vote on the House floor by the end of the month. The biofuel measure would clear the path for year-round sales of higher ethanol blends, as well as allow EPA to exempt small refineries from national biofuel blending rules if they are on brink of financial collapse or converting to production of renewable fuel. Chairman Thompson tells AgriPulse he's not worried at this point that E15 could hurt prospects for passage of the farm bill. Still, Thompson adds he's only interested in amendments that boost support for the farm bill. North Carolina Representative David Rauser says $15 billion in aid is the figure being discussed for emergency funding tied to wildfires, storms, and other weather-related disasters. The possibility of worsening drought in the U.S. could cause the dollar figure to rise, he says. Rauser is vice chair of the House Ag Subcommittee on Farm Commodities and Risk Management. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer will be on Capitol Hill today to testify before the Ways and Means Committee on the Trump administration's 2026 trade agenda. The hearing is the first of a pair of back-to-back trade hearings, with the USTR appearing before the Senate Finance Committee on Thursday. Lawmakers tell AgriPulse they want more clarity on the administration's preparations for a forthcoming review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement and other negotiations. Representative David Kustoff of Tennessee said opening ag markets is top of mind for growers in his district, which include areas around Memphis. USTR Chief Ag Negotiator Julie Callahan says the U.S. does not intend to abandon the World Trade Organization and sees merit in some of its activities, but she stressed on Tuesday that it will not be limited by it. We are not abandoning the WTO, she said during remarks at the University of Nebraska Yoder Institute yesterday. We are still actively engaging. We'll continue to do so. She said the work at the committee level, which promotes transparency, works on standards, and monitors trade agreements, remains a bright spot. The sanitary and phytosanitary committees and others, she said, are doing excellent work. Here's today's final word. A CNBC reporter: there is a worry about, frankly, offending you by applying for tariff refunds. Would you find it offensive for companies to try to collect a refund? President Donald Trump: I think it's brilliant if they don't do that. I actually think if they don't do that, they've got to know me very well. Very honored by what you've just said. Then if they don't do that, I'll remember them. I'll tell you that. That's President Trump on an interview with CNBC on the fact that several large companies like Apple and Amazon have not applied for refunds. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, April 22nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.